Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. What I wanted to learn together tonight is to go a little bit further into the uniqueness of the May Elul, the days of Elul. Last week, when we were learning together about the Tshuva of Elul, we pointed out the inherent tension of Elul being a time of din, of Hazman al-Din, getting the summons to court on Rosh Chodesh Elul, and then Elul being Yimei Rachamim V'Ratzon, as the Chayyadam says, that really Elul is marked by a time of great yearning, a great love, and a great reuniting with the Ribono Shel Olam. And so what I wanted to do is, what does it mean that Elul is a time of Yimei Rachamim V'Ratzon? How can we understand it a little bit better? We pointed out the historical precedent of Elul was when Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu went up for the third time to try and repair the relationship, to restore it to what was. And Klal Yisrael were fasting, Klal Yisrael were anxiously anticipating Moshe Rabbeinu's return with Hashem's answer, with Hashem's response to their request to once again rest his presence amongst the Jewish people. And of course, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down, it's Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot soon after, when the Anani HaKavod comes back, as the Vilna Gaon points out. But when we talk about Elul, there's also two other aspects to Elul that I wanted to try and really understand how to connect to, how to relate to this Yimei Rachamim V'Ratzon. So in the Sefer Akedas Yitzchak, he has a very interesting comparison. He says, we know that in the physical world, in the natural world, there's the Chodesh Ha'aviv. There's the month of spring, the month of blossoming, which of course is when we have Pesach. And Pesach is in fact the national rebirth of the Jewish people. That's when Am Yisrael as a whole are born, when we came out of Egypt. And, you know, as many point out, the Kabbalah Satorah was when Klal Yisrael became Bar Bas Mitzvah, if you will, and, so on and so forth, in terms of the transformation of the Jewish people as a whole. But what Chodesh Ha'aviv, that Akedas Yitzchak says, represents in a physical sense, restoration of nature, right? For after the months of the months of the winter, when everything retreats, when the natural world retreats and everything, you know, conceals itself, comes spring, and everything, again, springs forth. Right? There's a tremendous rebirth, a regeneration of the natural world, of the physical world. Zok the Akedas Yitzchak, that what Chodesh Ha'aviv, what Nisan represents in the physical sense, Elul represents in the Olam HaNefesh, in the world of the soul, in the world of Ruchnius. What month is there in which there's an incredible regeneration? What month is there when everything sprouts forth, when there's a tremendous opportunity? And he says that is the month of Elul. And so much so that other Svarim, Rabbi Yerucham Olshin Shlita, the Lakewood Rosh Hashiva, brings down in his Yerach Lemoadim, that in other Svarim, they say, just as we know, there are certain months, you know, that the weather is just better for a person's bones, better for a person's health. We know that when it comes to the spring and the summer, people go outside and it's just better for their health. Scientists will tell you it's the vitamin D, all different types of things that we take in the spring and the summer. It brings great healing. It brings that rejuvenation to a human being, to their body. Elul is that when it comes to the human being soul. And this is what Rabbi Yerucham quotes from Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik Kadosh Levracha, the founding Rosh Hashiva of BMG, who would say that when we talk about Elul being Yimei Rachamim V'Ratzon, when we talk about Elul being days of great divine favor and great divine mercy, you know what it means? It means that your Avodas Hashem goes much further during this month. What does that mean? It means that what it would take you much harder investment of time and effort to accomplish at other times in the year, in the month of Elul, you can accomplish it to a much greater degree. Why? Because that is the spiritual composition of this month. The spiritual makeup of this month is that it is a time of rejuvenation. It's a time of healing. And Rabbi Yerucham Olshin said a mashal, he said a story, there's someone he knows that every year he goes to Switzerland for a period of about a week and a half It's for the person to go and take in the air of the Swiss Alps. His doctor actually recommended it would be good for him. And this person goes, he says, every year, goes a week or 10 days, he goes to the Swiss Alps and he hikes amongst the mountains and he breathes in the air. And this helps the person for all year. And this person was one time on vacation there in Switzerland, and someone told Ibrahim, someone who was with this fellow, went on a hike with him, and he tried to engage this person in conversation as they started on their hike. And the fellow turned to him and said, please understand, now is not the time for talking. Now what we do is we go into the Alps and we breathe in the air, and the clear air of the Alps helps our respiratory system, helps our nervous system. And he goes, this is what I do. This is what I need. This is what I'm coming for. There'll be other times that we can schmooze and we can catch up and we can talk about whatever philosophical ideas you want. Now, we just have to breathe in the air. That's what we're going to do. Zakt Rabbi Yeruchim, he says, this is what Elul is. When we talk about Yimei Racham and Veratzon, it means that there's a certain spiritual quality, there's a certain spiritual clarity to the air of an Elul. And that's why we can mamish accomplish so much more during this month of Elul. And where does this come from? Where do we have this notion that Elul is this great opportunity? So there's actually an argument that the uniqueness of Elul predates even the third time Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. There's a greatness of Elul that actually precedes the Jewish people's tshuva for the Maisa Egel. And what is that? When was Elul marked as a significant time in history, opportunity to grow, even before the Jewish people did this mass tshuva during the month of Elul? And in fact, we know it's from the Brias HaOlam. It's from the creation of the world. What does this mean? So there's a deep Torah, the Bnei Yisachar, that relates to a Kaf HaChaim. We know that the Kaf HaChaim tells us that Arba'im Yom, the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur, correspond to the Mem Yom of Yetziras Havlad, the 40 days for the conception of a fetus. From the time of Chibur, from the time that man and woman are together, 40 days later, we say that's when the fetus is conceived. That's when the fetus becomes formed. And so Zokt, the Kaf HaChaim, that the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom HaKippurim is that Mem Yom, is that 40-day conception period. And the Bnei Yisachar, Pershmaylich of Dinov, the great Dinov Rebbe, the Bnei Yisachar, the Igor, the Kala, the Derech Pekudecha, the Bnei Yisachar explains that this, in fact, is the Chashivos of Tu B'Av. Right? What's interesting is that what does it mean, Mem Yom, for Yetziras Havlad, that there are 40 days for conception? It means that in Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, that's when the real Yetzira actually happens, right? When you actually begin to see the form of life. Before that, it's all getting ready. It's all the gestation period leading to the actual Yetzira, leading to the actual formation, the first sight of the fetus. Zok the Bnei Yisachar, why is Tu B'Av such a chash of a day? So the Bnei Yisachar says it a little bit different, but he says, we know the Gemara in Sota says that Mem Yom Kodem Yetziras HaVlad, 40 days before the actual conception, that moment when the Vlad takes hold, when the fetus actually, we see the form, right? 40 days before, Bas Kol Machrezes V'Omeres, Bas Ploni L'Ploni. The Bas Kol announces what the Shidduch is. And the Bnei Yisachar points out that Mem Yom Kodem, he says, what's the real beginning of the Yetzira? We know what was the first day of creation. The first day of creation wasn't the Aleph Tishrei. Aleph Tishrei is when Adam and Chava were created. That was the sixth day. The first day of creation is Chafei Elul. So Mem Yom Kodem Yetziras HaVlad, 40 days before the end of the Yetzira period, is when the Bas Kol Machrezes V'Omeres, which is Tu B'Av. And you know what the Bas Kol said? That the Shidduch for the whole world was created for the sake of the Jewish people, for the sake of Torah, as the Medrash Bereishis Rabbah tells us, Bereishis, for the Torah that's known as Reishis, for the Jewish people that's called Reishis. And the Mem Yom Kodem Tzir Savlad, the Bas Kol said that the Shidduch for Klal Yisrael is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Shidduch for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel, is Klal Yisrael. And so therefore, that's the great simcha of Tu B'Av. That's why Shidduchim are made on Tu B'Av. But what does it tell us? What's taking place during the month of Elul itself, into Chafei Elul, into Aleph Tishrei, into Yud Tishrei? That is mamish when a person is being recreated. And it's based on the Yalkut Shimoni, this Kaf HaChaim. This is what Rabbi Yeruchim suggests, because the Yalkut Shimoni, based on a Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Kuf Beis, tells us that what takes place during Yom Naron is Tchiyas HaMeisim, Mamash, is Tchiyas HaMeisim. And this is what happens in the Mem Yom of Yetziras Havlad. When we talk about 40 days to create a fetus, to create a new life that starts Rosh Chodesh El through Yud Tishrei, so that's really what is taking place through our tshuva. Our tshuva is a recreation. It's transforming us into a Bria Chadasha. And this is actually found in our daily davening. Where is this notion found in our davening every day, that when we do tshuva, we're like a new person? It's like Tchiyas HaMeisim. And of course, it's from the second bracha of Shemona Esrei. So many people miss a major message in the second bracha of Shemona Esrei. We shared this in our Shiurim on Shemona Esrei that we've posted on YU Torah. But this first bracha of Shemona Esrei is, of course, remembering where we're from, remembering who our ancestors are, remembering what spark of holiness we have inside of us. We carry the sparks of the Avos and the Imahos, and we were able to talk to God based on that. We come to the second bracha of Nechaya Mason. It's not only talking about a belief in the future resurrection, which of course it is talking about and alluding to. Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshit says it's also talking about something more common, something you could argue even more fundamental to our life, day in and day out. And what is that? The Tchiyas HaMeisim that can take place every day. What's a Tchiyas HaMeisim that takes place every day? The Tchiyas HaMeisim that takes place every day is tshuva. Is tshuva, is that we have the opportunity to constantly, constantly renew ourselves, constantly can become that Bria Chadasha. And this is a story I told recently. I don't remember what shir I told it in. I know I told it in the shir very recently. Maybe you'll tell me I told it in the last year that we spoke about the fasts of tshuva. But again, it's something very important to remember, how the Beis Yisrael of Ger, the great Ger Rebbe, Rabbi Yisrael Alter, Zechusa Yagen Aleinu, one of the great tzaddikim of the latter half of the 20th century, he felt that everyone has to be about tshuva. Every day we're supposed to be doing tshuva. And he met someone who was learning in the kolel of Ar Samech about tshuva yeshiva, and he said, I'm learning in Ar Samech, but nishta bal tshuva, nishta bal tshuva. And the Beis Yisrael was horrified. He goes, why not? Chas v'sholem to say you're not about tshuva. He goes, I strive to be about tshuva every day. And that's what Yaris Tavash, Rabbi Yonasan Eibich, said, is the brach of Mechaya Mesim. That's the koach ha-tshuva, because we know the Gemara in Brachos Yudches tells us, Rishoam af b'chayeim nikru mesim. Rishoam, even when they're alive, walking around on this earth, eating and drinking and breathing, the Gemara says it's like they're dead, right? So how does a Rasha become alive? Through tshuva. And in the bracha of Mechaya Mesim, the second bracha of Shemona Esrei, that's what Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshit said is the Iker Tefillah. The Iker Tefillah is for a spiritual resurrection for me, for you, for each and every one of us every day. And there, that leads us into the rest of our Shemona Esrei, because Chas V'Shalom, a person's davening and feels, oh, who am I? It's such a waste. I'm spiritually, I'm dead. Look at all the averis that I did. No, right before the bracha of Ata Kadosh, V'Shimcha Kadosh, Kedoshim, B'chal Yom, Yalu Chasela, when we refer to the Jewish people, it's not referring to the Malachim. Kedoshim, B'chal Yom, Yalu Chasela, we, the holy nation, praise you Hashem. We have to know, Mechaya Mesim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to spiritually resurrect you. That's what tshuva is. And that's why when the Kaf HaChaim says the 40 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Yom Kippur is a time of Yetziras Havlad, it's the formation of a new life. That is us. We are the new life that is being formed. And that's why the tshuva of an Elul, the tshuva of an Elul going into Yom Naron, is a tshuva of a Bria Chadasha. It's the tshuva of Mechaye HaMesim. And it's an incredible opportunity of Mechaye HaMesim. It's a totally, totally new beginning. And this is different than the time of Shovavim later in the year between Shemos and the Mishpatim and Terumat Tzaveh, because then we're becoming free, coming out, the tshuva of shedding that which we're a slave to becoming free. But this is a unique type of tshuva. This is a tshuva of a Bria Chadasha. This is a tshuva of totally, totally starting again, a totally, totally new person. And this is why Rav Moshe Wolfson Shlita, the Mashkiach of Torah Vadas, he should live and be well. Rachman Slan, his Rebbetzin, passed away just a few weeks ago. Baruch Dayan Emes, Rebbetzin Wolfson. But the Mashkiach Shlita, he should live and be well. He points out in his Sefer Emunah Sitecha, this is Pasha Pshat, he says, why on Rosh Hashanah we have 10 psukim of Malchios, 10 psukim of Zichronos, 10 psukim of Shofros? And I'm sure next week when we're going to start talking about in our Tefillos here, the Tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, so this is something that we'll probably revisit, but it's because it's such a Yisod Gadol, and I'm not sure everyone here is going to be in that chair, everyone in that chair is not here, but to remember, those from Berea should remember this, right? Right, Zahava? The idea that we say the Tem Sukkim of Zichrono, of Malchios, Zichronos, and Shofros, why? Corresponding to the Asar Mamar Shenivrba Vayim Ha'olam, corresponding to the 10 sayings with which the world was created. And that's what we're doing on Rosh Hashanah. We're mamish creating a new world for ourselves. That's exactly what the Kaf HaChaim is saying, that we are a Bria Chadasha. This is what it means that it's Yimei Rachamim V'Ratzon. This is what it means that during the time of El, there's an incredible opportunity, a time of incredible divine favor and divine mercy, that the air of Elul is a different kind of air. That the air of Elul is spiritually uplifting. It opens our spiritual lungs. It feeds our spiritual respiratory system, our spiritual nervous system, our spiritual circulatory system, our heart, our mind, everything. Just the air of Elul is different. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected into this month. And why? Not only because of the tshuva of Klal Yisrael by the Chet HaEgel, but this is Kodem Briyas HaOlam. This is the Mem Yom of Yetziras HaVlad. This is when the world was conceived and the world is coming to its creation. And we know that tshuva existed before the world. Torah existed before the world existed, Chazal tell us. And therefore, if tshuva existed before the world, Torah existed before the world, they were the only thing that existed in the month of Elul. And so that's why this is a month of really just an opportunity that's unmatched. And there are other times during the year, great tshuva opportunities, as we said, to turn yourself from an animal into a person during Sfiras HaOmer, during Shovavim, from an Eved, from a slave, to being a free person. But what's the tshuva of Elul? What's the uniqueness of Elul? This is the opportunity of Bria Chadasha. This is when the air is, just breathing in the air has an effect on a person. And that's where Baron Cutler Zatzal said that how what we can accomplish in Elul is so much. You can accomplish in Elul, you can accomplish the rest of the year, but rest of the year is very difficult. In Elul, it's much, much easier. And this is Be'ezus Hashem, what we have to recognize. And because of that, Tzadikim say, How we have to be careful with the Zman of Elul. How careful we have to be with the time of the month of Elul and Rosh Hashanah and Aseret Yemei Teshuva and Yom HaKippurim. Don't waste these opportunities. Don't waste these opportunities that the Ribono Shalom is giving us. Because as we know, the famous Mashal of the Dubna Magid and many other have the Mishalom of people who are given incredible, incredible chances, and they just squander it. They just give it up. They don't make the most of it. What an avla. What a disgrace. If we know what Elul is, we know what we could be doing during this time. Whatever it is, whatever has held us back, this is the time to not set yourself free. This is the time of Mechai Amesim. This is a time of total regeneration, a total, total resurrection. Kedriya Chadasha, like a new creature. That's what this is. This is what Elul is. And this is what we have to set ourselves to. That's why we spoke last time about the Kalach of Limud HaTorah that existed before the world. But also this week to talk about, again, the Koach HaTfilah. The Koach HaTfilah, because we know that when the world was created, Adam HaRishon, nothing came into the world until Adam HaRishon davened. Until Adam HaRishon davened. And so too, when we're making ourselves anew, when we're creating ourselves, creating the new you for the upcoming year, so we have to know that all the gifts that Hashem wants to give us, all the opportunities that Hashem wants to give us, all of the kochos that Hashem wants to give us, where are those kochos? Those kochos are waiting in Shemayim for us to ask for them. For us to ask for them. So last time we said, talked about Torah being an incredible, incredible ingredient for the tshuva of Elul. And again, touching upon it this time as well, because again, it existed before the world together with tshuva, but also as part of the Bria Chadash, as part of the new creation, we have to know this opportunity is there for our taking, but part of taking it is that we have to ask Hashem for it. And that's why in the bracha of every Shmona Esrei that we say during the week, right after in the Bakasha section, in the section of the requests, the first thing we ask for Hashem is for intelligence. Hashem, give us intelligence. Because as we said in our davening shiurim, the first thing, Nasan Lasech Vivino, we have to have intelligence to know what we want to ask for. Right? But then what's the very first thing we ask for after Hashem gives intelligence? Hashivenu Avinu Lasar Sech. First, Hashem, bring us back to Torah. V'karvenu Malkeinu L'avodasecha. And then Hashem, bring us close to your service. And your service is tefillah. As in the Sharm B'Tefillah WhatsApps, as we said. That is avoda. That is tefillah. And so please make sure you ask Hashem in every Shemona Esrei that you're davening during the month of Elul. And we know even the Shabbos Shemona Esrei. So you're allowed to ask for spiritual requests on Shabbos, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and others, Paskin. So even in your Shabbos Shemona Esrei, before the second Yil Ratzon, after you say the Psukim for your name, before you take the three steps back, Hashem, please let me create myself anew. Hashem, please let me serve you. Please open up my heart to serve you in truth, as we mentioned. So this is really a second aspect of the tshuva of the month of Elul. It's the tshuva of Yemei Rachamim. It's the tshuva of Aviv in the spiritual sense, in a rebirth in the Olam HaNefesh, in the world of spirit. And with Hashem's help, really, it could be a year in which our tshuva is unlike any other tshuva. We're living in times that are unlike any other times. So Hashem should just help us all that we should be zocha to a tshuva shleima, a tshuva of a bria chadasha, making the most of these yimei rachamim v'ratzon. Ksiva chsima tova, good kibben shir, everyone. Have a great, great Shabbos. Kol tov.